Ben Huey slipped out of work early this afternoon to go biking on a trail in the Seattle suburbs.
We are at Lakes Mammoth State Park. This is where I started with the Mount Sound Greenway, based out of two shipping containers where we had our trail crew equipment.
During the summer of 2012, Ben worked on a trail crew for the Mountains to Sound Greenway Trust, a Seattle-based NGO which works to conserve wilderness and to build biking and hiking trails in western Washington state. The organization also aims to get landowners to work together.
The land doesn't care where the ownership change is. The rivers flow through everyone's land. We've got to care for this land from the hills to the sound.
That is the Puget Sound, the body of water to the west of Seattle that flows into the Pacific Ocean. The summer that Ben worked on a Greenway trail crew, he used a GPS to map the trail as he built it and thereby to send progress reports down to his supervisors. Ben's skills impressed them, so they decided to take him on as their resident map maker. Now, whenever the Greenway Trust is trying to get new players on board a land conservation project, they bring Ben's maps to the table.
They show the green connections, they show the context of wildlife corridors, and they show adjacent landowners. The other thing the maps can do is illustrate the gaps for us.
In his office at the Mountains to Sound Greenway Trust, Ben Huey demonstrates how he makes maps.
GIS is Geographic Information Systems. It includes all information that we use to make maps: rivers, roads, land ownership patterns.
With his map-making computer program, Ben opens a file called Mountains to Sound Greenway, and a big green blob appears on the screen.
With one piece of information, it's a little hard to tell what we're looking at. This is just geometry, there's no context. But since it's aligned on coordinate space, each of these little points says, I'm at, you know, the 39th parallel and 57 degrees north. And so that lines up with lots of other information, and you can overlay them to get interesting comparisons.
What's on the screen suddenly looks like a map. I can see the mountains and rivers and towns that are in the area known as the Mountains to Sound Greenway. On the map, Ben shows me one of the projects he's currently working on, an effort to acquire land that would connect the wilderness areas that lie to the north and south of Interstate 90, a major freeway that cuts east-west across Washington state.
This little green line is actually an underpass. There's a large culvert that elk and bear can cross under the highway, and that leads currently onto private land, and they have every right to sell it and put a home on that land and potentially cut down all the trees and change it as they will. And we think that land would be best served in public ownership.
Ben knows his maps can make a difference because they have before. Recently, a small group of people from Sammamish, a Seattle suburb, decided they wanted a ring of pedestrian and bike trails around their city. Pauline Cantor, a Sammamish park commissioner, says she struggled to get anyone on board the project until Ben made a map illustrating where trails already exist and where new trails could be built.
It's a fantastic visual. We take it when we meet with city council members. It kind of makes it look more feasible, and it gets people excited.
Ben first learned how to use a GPS when he hiked off-trail growing up in Alaska. And then, in college, he studied geography.
As a requirement for the degree, I took a class in GIS, in mapping.
Ben wanted to use his newfound map-making skills to help real people. So, after his course in GIS, he headed off to the western lowlands of Ecuador, where the Tshila people live, to try to help them protect the land the government designated as theirs in 1970.
Their land slowly was taken over by neighboring ranches, growing farms, subdivisions.
Ben, armed only with a GPS and the map-making software on his computer, did what he could to lend a hand.
We walked the current boundaries of these communities, and I took points with my GPS and made maps that now can stand as an illustration of where their property is.
In Ecuador, Ben found that map-making was a refreshingly concrete way to make a difference.
I spent 3 months using a skill to help people, and I was really attracted to having that skill, so that's what I pursued.
and is hoping to make maps that illustrate conservation needs and that facilitate connections between people and the natural areas around them. This is Alicia O'Neill for DW in Seattle.